USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arizona State Senate audit of the 2020 presidential election results in Maricopa County have announced serious issues have been uncovered by examiners. President Trump claimed the audit uncovered the entire database of Maricopa County has been deleted. Seals were broken on boxes that hold votes and ballots are missing. Maricopa County Steve Richer on Twitter Saturday after Trump released his statement called it unhinged and insane lies. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors met on Monday and declared they would not comply with court orders. The New York Attorney General's office said Tuesday night it has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature and is now also a criminal one. The Attorney General's office is now working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which has been investigating the Trump Organization for suspected bank, tax, and insurance fraud. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too. And find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Kids are starting to get vaccinated from COVID-19. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The CDC says that more than 600,000 kids aged 12 to 15 have received their first dose of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in the first few days of its availability. Those new numbers adding to the nearly 3.5 million Americans under the age of 18 that are already vaccinated. The American Academy of Pediatrics says that cases among children have become a large segment of newer COVID cases. Children comprise nearly a quarter of all new COVID cases in last week's data. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On May 26th, the second of two supermoons in 2021 will illuminate the night sky as a blood moon due to a lunar eclipse. According to NASA, a blood moon occurs during a total lunar eclipse when the Earth lines up between the moon and the sun and hides the moon from any sunlight. The super flower blood moon, which will peak for about 14 minutes, will take place again on May 26. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
On Tuesday, Arizona Senate leaders responded to criticism from Maricopa County Board of Supervisors over the latest in the 2020 election audit process. What are the qualifications of those doing the audit?
I'm the founder of Cypher LLC. Cypher LLC is a national-level incident response and forensics firm specializing in helping companies solve problems. We also support legal firms in both the plaintiff and the defense side of the legal matters that may arise involving digital evidence. I personally have over 25 years of computer forensics and incident response experience. 13 of those years were spent as a part-time instructor to Guidance Software. They're now owned by OpenText. They are the manufacturers and the makers of the EnCase software. I have a master's degree in information technology. I also am a CISSP and hold numerous forensics certifications.
Another question. How is this audit different from other audits?
But at no point in any of those audits did they actually take a look at actual ballots and run those ballots through the system or do actual counting of it to validate the results. They're all focused on whether it was the right type or whether the right version of the software. Our audit is focused on specifically the results. Are the results exactly as they came through? Are they the way they were cast? And does it go all the way through the system that way?
I'm Lance Prime. This is USA Radio News.